Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Clap your hands for ye people.
Celebrate Him.
to me. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Hallelujah. Everybody sing Jesus. Bright as the morning star. Tell you how beautiful.
Yeah.
for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the good.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name, Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his praises from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. For the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Offering, come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathens that the Lord reigneth. The Lord also shall be established that it shall not, the world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you, O God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Father, we adore you. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for children, for grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, great grand, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are connected to us. We thank you, Lord, for parents and for spouses and for grandparents. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for each and every one under the sound of our voice. We thank you for the intercessors. We thank you for the mothers, oh God, on the prayer line. We thank you for the members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We give you honor. We glorify you. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for providing for us. We thank you, Jehovah Nissi, that you are the banner over us. We bless your name. We thank you, Jehovah Sikunu, that you are our righteousness. We bless you and we thank you, O God. What a wonderful God you are. O God, we bless you. We bow down before you, O God. How great is our God. Almighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we bless you and we praise you. And we worship you, O God, in the beauty of holiness, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace, O God. Father God, we ask you for mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God, of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. God, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness, taking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. God, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. And with great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let your great grace rest upon each and every one of us. Let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end-time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many return to the glory of God. For which cause we fear not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. God gave us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Lord, give us the grace to know your manifold, to know the manifold grace of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us find grace in our time of need in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, your grace, your grace, your grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. Greater grace, your abundant grace. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Once again, we surrender this service to you. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this service. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence, Holy Spirit. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God. Father God, have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over this service. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Hover over our wombs, Holy Spirit. Hover over the lives of our children and grandchildren. Hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine, Holy Ghost. Let your light shine, Holy Spirit. Let there be light. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. Breathe in us, Holy Spirit. We need the breath to breathe through our nostrils. We need the breath of God to breathe through our nostrils. Lord, breathe in us. In the name of Jesus, breathe in this atmosphere, oh God. Breathe, oh God. Breathe, breathe, breathe in us, oh God. Let your breath blow into us, O God. Release your breath, O God, in our nostrils, O God. Release your breath, O God, in this service, O God. Release your breath, O God. Release your breath over our homes, over our house, O God. Release your breath, O God, into the breath of our children, O God. Release your breath into the breath of our grandchildren, O God. Release your breath in every situation in our lives, oh God. Release your breath. Breathe, Lord. Release your breath, oh God. We need your supernatural breath, oh God. We need your holy breath in us, oh God. We need your holy breath in this atmosphere, oh God. We need your holy breath in every situation in our lives, oh God. Breathe, oh God. Breathe in us, oh God. Breathe in us, oh God. Breathe in us, oh God. Release your breath in us. Release your breath in us, oh God. Release your breath, oh God. Oh God, release your breath in this service. Release your breath in this week. Release your breath on every second, every hour, oh God. Release your breath, oh God. Your breath in us will take away sickness and disease. How, Lord, release your breath. Release your breath. Let there be a divine release of the breath of God in every situation in our lives. Release your breath. Oh, release your breath, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for your mercy, O God. We ask you, O God, to forgive us, O God. Lord, forgive us of all our sins. Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Father God, forgive each and every one of us, O God. We have sinned against you in thought, in word, in deed. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission. O God, be merciful, O God. Have mercy upon our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah for the blood, for the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus reconciled us back to the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power, the healing, the anointing that is in the blood of Jesus. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus flush our atmosphere. The blood of Jesus cover our children and grandchildren. The blood of Jesus cover us, O God. And all our possessions, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father God, strengthen us, O God. Be made perfect in our weakness, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are our strength. Father God, to strengthen each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are God and there's nothing too hard for you to do. Oh, Father God, we bless you, oh God. Hallelujah. Do something new in our lives, oh God. Do something new in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to lead us and guide us. We ask you to show us the steps to take and the steps not to take, oh God. In the name of Jesus, order our steps in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that every negative situation to positive in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. In the name of Jesus, impart your holy wisdom into us. Your holy knowledge into us, oh God. Gloria masanteriaco. Discernment, oh God. We need it. We need it. We need it. We declare this atmosphere free, oh God. Full of the presence of the Lord will fill this place. We thank you, oh Lord, for in your presence there is fullness of joy, oh God. We thank you for the anointing of our unspeakable joy. We thank you for the anointing that gave us beauty for ashes, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that break and destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you. Holy Ghost, we bless you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Romo sotoriaka. Ye queremos sotoriaka romance teriaka romance teriaka romance. Hallelujah. Romo sotoriaka romance. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Uriya mase tetere kuria nekaya mase teriaka kuria seteria. Oh, we adore you, almighty God. Hallelujah. We adore you. Hallelujah. Lord, let your anointing flow, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We embrace the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, oh God. Teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive, oh God. Lord, we surrender to you, almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Ye kuria masse te ni kuye ni kaya masa tarara koro suriya kala masse. Hallelujah, rosere kala masse teria kuria musu. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That the joy of the Lord is our strength, O God. We thank you. We bless your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, take away unforgiveness, O God. Take away bitterness, O God. Take away anything in our lives that is hindering our relationship with you. Take it away, O God. We want to be like Jesus, more like him, O God. In the name of Jesus, more like Jesus, more like Jesus. Oh, Jesus, in us, the hope of glory. Horia maseteri Yakub. Oh, yakara maseteri Yakuru masim. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We praise you. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we pray, O God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, fall on us, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. your name, hallelujah. Lord, restore unto us the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, Gloria Sandekayamashi. Embrace us, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you, oh God, for the anointing that breaks the yoke. We thank you, oh God, that we walk by spirit, your spirit, and not by the flesh. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your grace and your loving kindness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And so, Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord who was beside, where would we be? Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just want to go over one point this morning and I'll let you go to encourage someone, encourage us. We all need encouragement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we look at the book of Genesis chapter 4. I went over that this week when Cain killed his brother Abel. What I want you to think about, how do you think that Mother Eve felt when she had lost both sons? Abel is dead. God has driven Cain out of the garden to another part. So here again, I want you to think about it and imagine the scenario. So now Eve and Adam are left alone. The children, one dead and one is driven out. Now think about it as a parent, a mother, how you feel. Long, many years ago, there's a story about a young man, and it's a true story. He killed his brother for $10. And that mother felt so terrible. You cannot take up for this child or that child because you cannot. So you have a mother that is grieving in this story. Hallelujah. But then you wonder when you look at Genesis 3:15. I want to speak to those of you who are going through some stuff and you think there's no hope. Okay? Look what happened to Eve and Adam and Eve when both sons were gone. Hallelujah. Then we go and look at Genesis 3:15. And then God said the seed of the woman to crush the head of the serpent. That's the first prophetic promise that God has given. That's the first prophetic promise that you see that Jesus is a, it will come on this earth and he will say, but look at it. How do you feel? Okay, when you get to that point in Genesis 4. Sometimes we don't even want to go back to remember those promises that God made. How do you feel? You see, when God told Abraham, take your only son to be sacrificed. Hallelujah. Abraham obeyed God. And before he could even take that, do it. It says to each and every one of us, including myself, God promises a yes and amen. When you go through some discouraging moments and things in your life and some disappointment, do not waver. Do not be discouraged. Stand on the word of God. He will never, ever fail you. Do not be discouraged. God is faithful. What he says he will do, he will do. So I want you to look at this and think about it. Think about the things that God has promised you in your life and that has surely come to pass. Everything God says, it will surely come to pass. He's not a man that he should lie. He is God. He's holy and righteous. Maybe your life looks like it's contrary to what God has spoken in your life. Maybe it looks contrary, but God said this, and now you're going through different situation. But God said this, my child will be, and now you see your child just opposite of what God said. And when you see that, you say, oh, I wonder this or that. And sometimes we begin to wonder, hallelujah, God said, I've received a prophetic word. I receive a prophetic, and I can use my situation with this. And I just want to encourage someone this morning. Hallelujah. I remember when I was pregnant with my second son, Ricky. I remember the night before I had him. I went to a revival that night. I've never met this woman in my life. She was the one preaching, a Caucasian woman. And it was a powerful service. But the baby was already late. Because the baby should have been born on the 3rd or 4th, and there was already a delay, because just imagine, this is April 10th. And so I'm there. And the lady walking around, and she preaching, and then she came to me. And then I had pictures. I didn't take my ovaries, but I had pictures. I said, can she say we should bring pictures if we want her to pray? And I had pictures of my other son. And the woman, she said, okay, I'll pray for your other son. But she kept looking. I said, what is this woman looking at? Then she said, what do you want? I said, I want a girl, because I had a boy at home. And she said to me, she started laughing. And she began to give, oh, my God, I will never forget it. She began to give a prophetic word over my son, Ricky. And I tell him this all the time. He will be a great man of God. He will be a prophet. This is a Caucasian woman, 1983, April 10th. Prophesying on this baby in my stomach. She prophesied, and once she was finished, I said, this got to be a boy. Not that a girl can do this or that, but at that time, I knew it got to be a boy. And then I started feeling a little disappointed, because I wanted a girl. And the way she prophesied on this baby in my stomach, I knew it was a boy. But I remember every word of her prophecy. But he being a prophet for the generation, and this thing, and I mean, this woman went on and on. Hallelujah. The next day, I went into labor pain, and of course, and I had this baby midday, Ricky. Okay, so what I'm saying to you, so when as a young child, very brilliant, smart in elementary school, the teachers love him. Everybody loved him. Very brilliant, very smart. And in middle school, some things started to turn. Hallelujah, peer pressure, and this thing and that thing. So I'm thinking, I said, but they said ABC. Why is this child going in the opposite direction that this prophetic word have been given? Why is he doing that? And I ponder over this thing, and I begin to continue praying for these prophetic words to come to pass. And I pray, and I always pray, and I tell him what, and I let him know. He knows what the prophetic word was spoken over him. And sometimes we say, Mommy, I'm a Muslim. I say, whatever. But what God says, I stand on the word and his promises, and I'm not going to shake or waver. I will stand on the word of God. Has it come to pass yet? See the process. I see the process. What I'm saying to you, whatever God spoke in your life, it will be contrary to what you're experiencing now. God said it will be white and all you see is black. But within that black, there's a white that you cannot see. But only God sees it. But if God will open your spiritual eye, unshines the black. Hallelujah. So what am I saying to you? You see this mother grieving. And can you imagine she and Adam probably blaming each other? Adam probably said, oh, yes, you made me eat from the fruit and this and that, and look what has happened and all these things. And Eve, I'm sure she was down. Hallelujah. God did say that the seed of the woman would crush the head of this earth, because this is not over. I don't care how that prophetic word looks. It might be contrary to what you think. God might say this thing and you will say, oh, no, 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 no. I don't believe it because of what I see. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. So Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope. What does it mean to be joyful in hope? The situation may not look right. It might be contrary, but be joyful. Praise the Lord in every situation. Be joyful in hope. Why am I joyful in hope? Hallelujah, because of Jesus Christ. Our hearts should be full of the joy because we have hope in Jesus. Whenever we go through trials and tribulations, and we feel like giving up before we see the victory, what do? We rejoice. We rejoice. Be joyful in hope. Lord, I stand on your word, and I stand on your, and you begin to bless the Lord and praise him. You pray, you just say, Lord, I thank you for answering my prayer. You do not let any negative situation come. But what God says he will do, he will do. Being joyful because your soul rests in God. My hope comes from him. Psalm 62, verse 5. Hallelujah. Your joy comes from who? Almighty God. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. So therefore I can rest. I don't have to fret myself because of evildoer. I don't have to run back and forth. I just have to be joyful in hope. Well, I don't care what the enemy say. I am joyful in hope. Hallelujah. So you look at Titus 3:7, it says, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having hope and of eternal life. Be joyful in hope. Faith not by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So what are you expecting for? Let's even not a situation and you hear. You be joyful in hope because what the day we leave this world, we know that we are going to rest with our eternal Father. Father. Hallelujah. So we joyful because we have received Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, and we stand on the promises of God. So we don't have to worry about going to hell once we're living according to the will of God by his grace. And then we be patient in affliction. We might be going through. It might not look right. We be patient in affliction. Let me say this again. Patient in affliction. patient. We're going through trials and tribulation, and we joyful in hope, and we be patient because we know what God says He will do. He will do it. Hallelujah. Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far way outweighs them all. 2 Corinthians 4:17. So what am I doing? I'm patient. I'm joyful because I will see those promises of God. Hallelujah. What He said is a prophetic word. What He told Eve is the seed of a woman will crush the head of the serpent. It will surely come to pass. So I'm joyful. Regardless of how the situation looks, I'm joyful. Regardless, I'm joyful because what God said, I believe it, and that settles it. I'm looking through the eyes of faith. I'm looking through the eyes of God. Hallelujah. So sometimes when I close my eyes, I see my son preaching. Hallelujah. I see Him ministering. Well, I see people getting saved. Hallelujah. I see the altar getting the soul full with people. People coming to Jesus. Hallelujah. I see Him speaking prophetic word over their lives. I see signs and wonders coming from Him. Coming through Him by that Jesus is walking in signs, wonders, and miracles. I see Him snatching children that are in the kingdom of darkness. I see Him preaching souls and souls and souls and souls being saved. Hallelujah. Why? Apostle, what are you talking about? Because I believe what God says. Hallelujah. So regardless of the situation, did I stop ministering or stop going further in minister when my son was locked up? That's the time I was called to minister. That's the time different things happened. I could have said, oh, I'm depressed. I don't think God called me because look what happened to the situation. What's happening to me? Because I've never experienced those things before. But you know what? I did not give. I continued. I wasn't even a minister. At first, going back and forth, I pushed forward. My father passed away. People at the house, I'm preaching somewhere in Maryland, and I've left North Carolina. Everybody looking for me, and I'm in Maryland preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. In pain and affliction, but still preaching. I'm not even a minister, so I'm not even obligated to certain things. But yes, I believe God's word. So I stand on His word and promises. Even through your trials, your tribulations, be patient, rejoice. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. It might not be your children. It might be some situation. Whatever it is, trust in the Lord. And sometimes God will take us to the refining fires because He wants us to develop these virtues in us. He's right there. He will never leave us. It would seem that we are alone, but we are not alone. He is refining. We're going through that refining process at times. But what I'm going to say, go back to the prophetic word. What has God said He will do. So we what? We rejoice. Hallelujah. We praise Him. And then we are faithful, the last one. Faithful in prayer. Don't stop praying. It's not about your emotions. It is not about, if it was emotions, I won't be on the prayer line. Things are always happening, but I don't look at that. I'm here to serve God's children. I'm God's servant to serve. And I can't be thinking about myself and being sorry for myself and not coming on the prayer line because I got my own personal situation. That's selfish. There are people who are waiting to receive from God. And then I be selfish because I don't feel good. I feel down. And No. I'm here to do my assignment. I was born to do this assignment, to do my assignment. Because God wants to use me as a vessel to be a blessing to others. So I don't be sit down and say, oh, let me go to sleep. Let me not do this. No. You keep pushing. What am I saying to you? Keep pushing. Keep trusting God. Keep praying. Keep believing. Rejoice. Be patient. Romans 12, be patient. What God has spoken will surely come to pass. There's a ram in the bush. You will win that court case. Because God has already spoken, it looks like you will not win it. But you will win it. You will get your papers. You will get that green card. It looks like, oh, what happened? This and that. Don't even pay attention because the enemy wants you to get discouraged and for you to stop praying and praising God. You, instead of you getting discouraged, you begin to praise God. I thank you for my citizenship. You don't even stop with a green card. You go to the citizenship. It might look bleak, but you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You begin to bless him. Who am I speaking to this morning? That child situation might look hopeless, but begin to bless the Lord and speak prophetically over your child. Whatever is going on, speak prophetically. Believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Whatever is going on in your life, believe the word of God. Stand on his word. Be joyful. Be patient. Stand on his word. Be faithful in your prayer life. Don't give up on God. Do not give up on God. Hallelujah. He will do it. And so I end with this. One sentence, and the Bible says in verse 26, Genesis 4, 26, 25, and Adam knew his wife again. He knew his wife again was born. And his name, Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom King flew. So what? The devil was rejoicing. But there's an appointed time. And Seth came. And this is how the seed of a woman came. Jesus Christ. And we know what he did on the cross. He did it. Genesis 3:15. And you go way into the gospel. Satan was defeated. And we are reconciled back to God. Don't lose hope. Be patient in trials and tribulation. Be joyful. Don't focus on it. I don't focus on those things. I don't allow negativity to come to me. When I'm saying negative, I'm talking about negative feelings. I rebuke it. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. I don't allow depression to come. I'm not one of those to sit all day and depress. No. That's not my spirit. I can't live like that. No way. I can't live sitting there feeling sorry for myself. That's I can't do it. I have hope in Christ. I can never do it. Yeah, maybe I might be sad for 5 or 10 minutes, but that's all. Because I'm not going to let depression take over me. I'm not going to let sadness take over me. I'm going to make sure that I'm okay. Why? I'm going to praise God. Like I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to stand on His word and promises. Let me tell you, don't ever start feeling sorry for yourself. Don't feel sorry. I don't care what kind of situation you're going through. Don't feel sorry for yourself. You got hope in God. You have hope in God. Hallelujah. Regardless, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. I've been doing this ministry for years. We have so many different services as a marriage. People say all kinds of stuff. Do you think I stop? Because someone said A, B, I continue. The only time I stopped in the period when I had to take care of my mother and my mother-in-law. And I couldn't travel or do things. Hallelujah. Because I wasn't looking what people say. If there's one person, if there's only one person on this prayer line, I would still pray like I'm praying. I don't even look at to see who's on and who's not on. I would still pray because God says to pray. So if obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't look for numbers. I don't look for cry. I look to be obedient to what God says. Because man will like you today and hate you tomorrow. When God said, do this. Honor this person. Do that. I'll go ahead and do it. Because when God sets you up to do things, He takes care of it. Look unto God. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Lord. I pray that someone was encouraged. Stand on your word and your promises. Lord, I brought what you asked me to bring, and I thank you because I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from all evil, for thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God wants me to say this one thing before the last benediction. And I hope you're here to listen to this. This is a true story. This guy came to the United States. He won his lottery and came to the United States from Nigeria. And little or no time, he began to work, do different things or whatever. He didn't win the lottery, but he got his visitor visa. As the story goes, my teacher was telling me this. He came to the United States and he began to work. Work in and work out. He worked for a car dealership. He worked for many years in Texas. He became prosperous. He even bought a house. He did so much. He was great in the community and everything. And then one day he got caught by immigration. So he was on the deportation list. And then he went to the judge. It was because all he figured out that, well, he had been here, they would deport him and he would go home. When he went to face the judge, he was a man that had hope in God. The judge looked at this man is on deportation list. And just look at it and saw all the things that the man had done. What all the different, look at the man. This man had work. This man had this. This man had, I mean, then George looked at, said that, why are we deporting him? George did not deport that man. And the next minute, in 1 hour time, they were doing American. He didn't even get a green card. He went straight to becoming a citizen because that same day the judge said he's not going to be deported. He's a remarkable citizen in this country. And he judged it. How long before they start doing the citizenship to get him to let him get his citizenship? He did not even get a green card. He went straight to citizenship. A man getting ready to be deported. Strict to citizenship. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. I prayed for people. That a lady in California, boom, straight to citizenship. Some of the people that I prayed for that God has turned in 9 years, but God turned the stories around with different situations. What am I saying? Don't give up on God. It don't have to be a situation with immigration. It could be just any situation with your children, with anything, sickness, whatever it is. Don't give up on God. Grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed, wonderful Sunday. Let's come with testimony about the goodness of God tomorrow. Let some one or two people come with a testimony to encourage someone. God bless you.